Gaza fears that humanitarian operations in the Palestinian territories, especially Gaza, are at risk of collapse. The UN and more than 200 local and international aid groups have issued a joint statement saying Israel has what they've described as a vague, arbitrary and highly politicised process for them to register to provide aid. The groups run or support the majority of the primary healthcare centres, emergency shelter responses, water and sanitation services, as well as nutrition stabilisation centres for children with acute malnutrition. Deputy spokesperson for the Secretary-General, Farhan Haq, says they've been able to provide water to some displaced in Gaza, but many projects are not moving at the pace and scale required.
In terms of water supply, 38,000 people sheltering at displacement sites in Al-Mawasi are now able to collect water from community water tanks that have been directly connected to these sites. Thanks to efforts by the UN and our partners. The second phase of this project, which will reach another 40,000 people, is now underway. This initiative makes water collection easier and safer and reduces the burden of using water trucks. However, OCHA warns that ongoing impediments continue to hamper humanitarian efforts to more quickly scale up the response.